Hey, everybody. I hope you're doing well. I think every audio that's like this or a ramble fap, it kind of has to start with like a stupid, shitty intro, right? Because does any VAs on the fucking, like, do any VAs who do shit like that actually have like an intro? Probably not, right? Maybe they have like a cute little thing that's only a few words, but I don't know. It's like the same thing in like stand-up comedy. When you see like a Netflix stand-up comedy thing and all these fucking comedians, they always start their specials with, "God, I never know how to start one of these things." Which is fine because everyone does it, but at the same time, if it's a fucking stand-up special, it feels like it has to be special, you know? That's such a cheap fucking intro to a show. So yeah. You're a stand-up comedian and you have a special coming out. Don't fucking start it like that. I haven't watched a lot of stand-up in a while. At least, no, yeah, I haven't watched any stand-up in a while, and definitely not newer stand-up, so maybe it's not like that anymore. But I swear to God, every fucking special started like that. That shit sucks. I have to stop saying, you know. I'm trying to fix my talking, saying like, all that shit. That shit sucks. Sometimes I think it's necessary in audios. Sometimes, saying fuck. I said, God damn it. Saying and could be good in audios sometimes. But saying like and could have a good place every now and then. It's almost like, oh my God, he talks a certain way. He says, No, not really. I feel like everyone does that. I think that's on, these are all like on the same levels as like, Fuck, what? Fuck. It's so hard not to do it because it comes so naturally. You're in a sentence and you need some time to think about the second half of your sentence. So you have to fit with like a like or an and it helps because I don't think of what the fuck I'm gonna say before I say it. I just start talking. I just hope that I can start the sentence and we'll figure it out as we go. Anyways, I did have some things I wanted to talk about. Finally watched Don't Look Up. I watched the fuck, I always forget the name of the movie. It's like Everything Everywhere All at Once. Fuck, didn't I gotta look it up. Everything Everywhere All at Once. I said that, right? I don't know. I feel like it's wrong because I think I sometimes did Everywhere, Everything All at Once or something. I don't fucking know. But I watched that one. Fucking Bob's Burgers movie came out on Hulu finally. And fucking out of nowhere, I didn't even realize that fucking What We Do in the Shadows, the new seasons came out recently. So I've been watching that, so that was fucking great. And I think I watched something else. I think I watched something else. Maybe I'll think about it later. Don't Look Up, I think I talked about a little bit in that fucking Reddit post, but it was good. It was definitely like a lot better than I expected. I thought it was gonna be a really silly movie, and it pretty much was, but it had its moments of like, wow, this is fucking crazy. It had a lot of moments like that. I gotta correct myself before it fucking gets slaughtered. And they say, ah, Don't Look Up was actually fucking one of the best. Shut the fuck up. I'm sorry. I already apologized. Next one. What the fuck was that movie called? Everything, Everywhere, Every Once in a While. Yeah. Fuck, I said, that movie was also good. I know, I got some fucking hot takes, but I'll be honest, the beginning, I was fucking. I remember when it came out, I thought, wow, a lot of people like this, but I have no fucking idea what this is. I looked it up and I was still like, so confused. So I thought, okay, well, I clearly have to watch it to get it. I just fucking can't. I don't understand what the fucking the words that are hitting my brain. I don't fucking understand what I'm reading. So my sister paid for it on Amazon Prime or something, and she said, like, she told my mom to watch it, and then my mom told me to watch it with her. I was like, okay, cool. Like, I've been meaning to watch that movie anyways, you know, why not? So I watched that movie, and okay, by the way, before the fucking movie even started, I was thinking, I was like, why did my sister, I said, like, by the way, I was thinking, why did my sister want my mother to watch this movie? I feel like that doesn't make any sense, because I don't know a lot about the movie, pretty much anything about the movie at that point, but I knew it was probably going to be specific and not complicated, but I mean, once you watch the movie, you learn what's happening. You're like, oh, okay, I get it. But, you know, sometimes older people, I think they, if they don't understand what they're seeing, like, almost immediately, they fucking refuse to even continue to try to learn what the fuck it is, right? So I thought, my mom will not fucking get into this. There's no way. I could already tell you that. Before I even knew what the fucking full movie was about. And we keep watching, and even I'm not into it. And I fucking don't understand. But then, you know, I start to get it. And once that fight scene with the daughter happens, the daughter and the mom, and they keep talking, they start talking about, like, the bagel. And, you know, after that, I finally understand, like, what is going on. I was like, oh, okay, I get what they're going for. This is pretty cool. I liked everything that happened with the fucking little scene. I thought it was fun. So up until that point, I was thinking, this is too artsy fartsy for, like, my mom to get into. Why did my sister recommend we watch this? But then once I fucking understood what was going on, I was like, oh, okay, the daughter and the mom have that fucking relationship that's a little, you know, it's a little what's it called? You know, there's some tension there. Some tension over there. And I think a lot of us can relate. The movie is just exactly what our fucking age group is thinking. Oh, fuck, dude. That is exactly what I want from my parent. And I want to have that moment with them. But it's a fucking movie, dude. That will never... That was the most unrealistic thing about the fucking movie. And so now the movie became even better, because I'm like laughing because I think, oh, this is fucking funny. My sister did this for this fucking reason, to have my mom have this, like, oh, this is so deep, and I can relate to the mom, and, like, you know, our mom relates to that mom, and this, that, and the other, and whatever. But watching my mom be so uninterested with the movie, it just made everything so fucking funny. My favorite part was you know when you go to the bathroom, like, you're watching a movie at home and it's with somebody else, you want to go to the bathroom, you usually say pause the movie, and if you're not interested, you say nothing. And so my mom was like, I'm gonna go to the restroom. And it was right up at the moment where that big fucking speech at the end, where, like, the daughter's like, just let me the fuck go. And the mom is kind of like, all right, go. But then she was like, no, I'm gonna always be there for you. And, you know, like, that big fucking moment. And there's, like, a big speech after that, I think. Right before that started, like, my mom was like, I'm gonna go fucking piss. And I was going to say, hey, do you want me to pause it? But I was like, you know what? If she's not into it, she's not into it. I want to watch it. And so she just, like, went. And I had this, like, dude, I was like, oh, my God, that was such a good scene. Oh, my God. Like, fucking tears coming out of my eyes. Not really, but, you know, it was emotional. And I was like, oh, that was so cool. Fucking the rocks when they fell down the mountain. I was like, oh, my God, no. Those rocks are fucking, I relate to those rocks. The one thing that I didn't like, though, was that my sister wasn't there to watch it with LaSalle, because that would have made it even funnier if she was like sitting right there. It sounds so evil, but fuck, dude, that's funny. I might even cut this out. I feel so bad, but it's fucking, that's fucking funny. Like, when something goes wrong, it's almost funny. You know, it's like when something bad happens to you, and but it's almost comedic because it's like, fuck, dude, this day can't get any worse, and it gets worse, and it's like, it's gotten to the point where it's so bad, it's like fucking funny, you know? It's like that. Anyways, speaking of bad things, the Bob's Burgers movie. I'm kidding, it wasn't bad. I hope there's a lot of people that like Bob's Burgers, because I feel like they have a cult fan base, fandom, whatever the fuck. I feel like it's super popular. I mean, obviously they made a movie, but I'm gonna tell you something. That movie was not as good as it could have been. I don't know, actually. Maybe it was, honestly. I don't know. I think it's... Listen. If there's any Bob's Burgers viewers, I would fucking love if you told me your opinion right now, because I'm going to tell you mine, and I want you guys to tell me yours. If you fucking watch it, please tell me you do. Bob's Burgers was really fucking funny for the first few seasons, but obviously, like any show, they're still figuring out what they want to be, and in the later seasons, they become, like... It was always a family show, but it was, but you could tell they wanted to, like, go, like, walk the line of, like, edginess. And it was funny, but I kind of like that they decided to not go that route. And, you know, they decided to be a little bit more of a cute family show. I mean, way more family than they already were. It was fucking, I don't know, I thought that was the right move, you know? I feel like there's not a lot of good shows like that right now. And then Bob's Burgers had, like, an amazing fucking, you know, it was just banger after banger for the episodes, banger after banger for the seasons. And then it got somewhere, I don't know, it kind of lost its groove for me after season 9. It just became, like, really, really good to, like, really, really, like, it's not bad. You know, it's decent. It's good. It's good. It's not bad. But then there was, like, one season that was so fucking bad, and I forgot which one it was, but the season premiere where the episode's like Bob needs to find something from his fucking car and he falls asleep and he goes on a little car adventure, and the side plot is I think Tina is trying to learn how to fucking high five or make a handshake or some shit. Dude, that episode is like the worst Bob's Burgers episode. Oh my god, it's so fucking bad. And that whole season is like, it's like bad episode, that one's okay, bad episode, that one's actually not bad, bad episode, that one's okay, bad episode, forgettable, bad, every fucking time. And I've never been more disappointed with that fucking show. And then I think the next season it had a few bad episodes, but then it was starting to kind of come back. I don't know. I don't remember what the fucking season it was, but I remember it had like hit or miss episodes. And I was just so disappointed with Bob's Burgers. So, but now, the most recent season, I feel like they've found their groove back. I don't know if it's because they're done working with the movie, but I feel like with the latest season was pretty good. But the actual movie, I was really fucking scared it was going to have that same vibe of that bad season where it's like, fuck, dude, this is just so... I guess I was afraid it was going to be bad, is what I was trying to say. But it wasn't. It wasn't bad, but it also wasn't great. That movie, I don't know if it could have been more. I don't even. I keep trying to say to myself, it could have been more, but could it have been? I don't know, man. Because I think the biggest problem is that when you have to make a movie for a show like Bob's Burgers, you know, it's not like the ending. It'd be cool if the show could end on one big movie, but since they have such a great following and support, they're not going to be done for a long time. They're going to fucking milk that cow dry, right? So with this big fucking budget movie and they pull out the fancy animation, you know, like in the end, it almost doesn't matter because it's just, it doesn't matter. Whatever happens, the show is going to continue and it's still going to have its same bullshit, you know, same episodes where it's like, we just keep going. Each one doesn't fucking have to do with the other one. Silly shit. So no matter what happens in the movie, it's almost insignificant. You know, you're not going to see the changes that the fucking characters go through in the actual movie. And what in the actual show? And also, what changes did they go through? They really didn't go through shit. The only significant one was like Louise, kind of. But even that wasn't really a change. It was more of like she found something out. You know, she was nervous. You know what? The more I explain it to myself, the more that movie did really just feel like a long episode of Bob's Burgers instead of a movie. I think the thing that made it look like a movie was there was singing, there's a lot more songs, and the animation was better. But then you gotta think, was the story like amazing? No, not really, honestly. I think since they had so much time, they were able to play up like, oh, is Bob gonna, you know, you were almost concerned, right? I was concerned. Was Bob gonna have enough money? Was he gonna make enough monies to pay back the bank? I was a little concerned at the beginning, but then once the kids had their plot going, then I was like, oh, this is the main focus, and whatever comes out of this will probably help Bob, right? I don't know. I think it was a cute movie. I think it was good, but it's like, it was like a fucking C+ or a B-, honestly. It's just that you want it to be amazing, and maybe I just put too much fucking... Maybe I just put too much... I put them on a pedestal. You know what was also really fucking disappointing? The music in the fucking movie was so forgettable. The first song of Bob's Burgers, the first song, like the intro song, Sunny Side Up Day or whatever the fuck it's called, that song fucking slaps. It's so good. It's amazing. It was one of the best songs to come out of that is one of the best songs to come out of Bob's Burgers in a while, dude. They have not hit a song like that in a while. But then, dude, each song fucking... Dude, the Lucky Ducky song, I can't even remember a lot of them, but the Lucky Ducky song, I remember being kind of hyped for that one because I saw it on YouTube and, you know, I saw that people liked it and I thought, fuck, dude, this is probably a great song, but I don't want to listen to it. I want to watch the movie first. And then I watched the movie and fuck, dude, it was so forgettable. It was, I don't know, man. It was not it. Also, I think last thing I want to say is this is such nitpicky shit, and I feel like I'm going to come off as an asshole because I'm not an artist and I'm not a fucking animator. I'm not a choreographer for dancing and shit, but don't they dance really fucking weird in that movie? And you can make that argument that it's a colorful, fun town and, you know, they're not all going to be professional dancers and they're trying to make the dances go along with the characters, right? But that doesn't make any sense. It's a movie and they're breaking out in song and dance. It already doesn't make sense. You can make the main characters have dances that relate to them. And I think the dances that they did, like the way the kids were dancing when they were like walking out of the school in the beginning, they were really just kind of moving their body like lazily, like flowing, you know, maybe like bouncing up and down. And that made sense, you know? But why, how come all the other fucking characters in the background also don't know how to dance, like, amazing? And in the Lucky Ducky song, that fucking, whatever the fuck that shit's called, Lucky Duck, whatever, Lucky Fucky, that, they dance like fucking, I think I need to watch it again because I can't get this one fucking clip out of my head. It's like, this one guy is singing in that song. And then in the background, there's a girl dancing. And the girl's dance is like, she's fist bumping the air with both her arms. And I was like, what? Like, that's fucking stupid. Why is she doing that? I mean, I get it. You know, she lives in this area. And maybe that's just the style. And they want to make it like it's not too crazy. But that's fucking stupid. It's a movie. It's supposed to be fucking extra, and you know, it's supposed to be fireworks and fucking, I don't know, man. That shit pissed me off. Maybe there was better choreography than I remember. I'm just obsessing over certain things. But it felt like a lot of the dancing was them, was everyone like flowing and bouncing up and down and fucking side to side and like, just like really like lazy movements. Dude, a dance they loved was like their arms moving like they're walking. Like that was a dance. Fucking stupid. Obviously, I'm full of shit. And I'm probably thinking too much about it. And I'm thinking too hard about it. But it was a good movie. It really did just feel like a long episode of Bob's Burgers. Instead of a fucking the Bob's Burgers movie. Okay, last thing too. This one isn't really a complaint. It's just, I feel like I need to acknowledge it. Doesn't it really fucking suck that... I mean, Bob's Burgers has been on for like, what, more than 10 years? So, of course, they made so many memorable characters. They're really good at that. It's just disappointing that we didn't get to see a lot of characters. You got to see some cool ones when they were fucking like... at that dancing shit at the end. Chicken Little looking ass. Fucking dancing in the end credits. That was fine, but it's like, fuck, dude. I wish that person was in the movie or more in the movie or whatever. I think I'm done complaining. Alright. I'm gonna go try and sleep. It's very late right now. Have a good night. Or day. Or whatever. Bye, guys. See ya.